Now, in this 12th chapter, we have a short poem of thanksgiving given. And as you look at this poem, it really seems to apply more in the age of the Messiah than it does to the age of the Law of Moses. And there's some evidence that the Jewish people regarded this little poem as applying to the Messiah rather than to their own present age. But this would be a song of thanksgiving now, given forth as a result of them having been released from their captivity. It would have been appropriate as they came back from the Babylonian captivity, and it would also be equally appropriate today as we come out of the captivity of sin into the freedom of the church. So let's read through this little 6 verses. And in that day thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee. Though thou wast angry with me, thine anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me. Now there was a time when the Lord was angry with him. The Lord was so angry that he caused him to be overthrown and carried into captivity. His wrath would not be appeased. And so is it with us today when we're in sin. When we're serving sin, we can assume that we are automatically the enemies of God, and that if there is any anger that God is going to have toward any, it will necessarily have to be toward us as sinners. But if we turn from that sin, and if we allow ourselves to be taken from the captivity, then we can say, but thine anger is turned away, thou comfortest me. The same Lord that would give forth with this anger in a state of sin will also give forth with a state of comfort when we're out of the sin. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation. Now here they completely attributed their success to God. We see in this verse a people that have no remnants of idolatry left among them. They're out of idolatry now. And it took the great lesson of the Babylonian captivity to teach God's people that it was really his will for them not to be involved with idolatry. And so here they attribute all of their salvation to God. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song, and he also has become my salvation. Therefore, with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. Now, this verse is deeper than we're able to really fathom. It is said that on the last day of the Feast of Tabernacles, that they drew water from the Pool of Siloam, which flowed from the Mount Zion, just outside of the wall of Jerusalem. They drew water from this pool, and they brought it in to the city, and there they mingled it with the wine and poured it on the altar that was being offered on the last day of the Feast of Tabernacles, which would have been the 8th day. And we have a passage in John 7, verses 37 through 39, in which some of the authorities think that is what Jesus was doing in that passage. John 7, 37 through 39. In the last day, that great day of the feast, now that would be the right day, the last day of the Feast of the Tabernacles, Jesus stood and cried, saying, If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the Scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believed on him should receive, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. Now there are some who think that this Scripture alludes to this passage in Isaiah 12, verse 3, where he says, With joy ye shall draw water out of the wells of salvation. Some of the Jewish writers, it seems, attributed this custom of drawing this water from the Pool of Siloam on the last day of the Feast of Tabernacles, they attributed it to this passage in Isaiah. They had no other authority for doing it. And so they were we're looking to it as a source of blessing. And then this statement by Jesus, in which he says, as the scripture has said. And I haven't been able to find a scripture that words just the same thing that he says here. Out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. There are several scriptures that do allude to water and water giving life, but not just as he words it here. So that's an interesting point. Verse 4, and in that day shall ye say, praise the Lord, call upon his name, declare his doings among the people, make mention that his name is exalted. Everything here now is toward the exaltation of the Lord and to the Lord. Sing unto the Lord, for he hath done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Cry out and shout, thou inhabitant of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee. Now, of course, the inhabitant of Zion could apply equally to the Jew that had returned from captivity and to the Christian that is now in the church. Now, let us go into the 13th chapter.